maps. They might just look like classroom posters, but there's so much more. This month, we're celebrating Science Month and diving into the amazing story of Gerardus Mercator. He was born way back in 1512 and changed how we see the world forever. We even still use his maps today, think sailors out at sea, or even Google Maps on your phone. Mercator's beginnings. Let's travel back in time. Imagine ships setting out to explore new places. Maps weren't just for directions, they were like treasure guides. But they weren't super accurate, like a puzzle with missing pieces. Then along comes Mercator, a mapmaker with a super sharp mind. He didn't come from a rich family, his dad made shoes. But Mercator was fascinated by the world. Maybe it was staring at the stars, maybe it was stories of faraway lands. But something sparked his passion. He studied math, geography, even the mysteries of space. His talent got noticed, and soon he was making globes and special tools for important people. Genius, but trouble too. Mercator kept learning and exploring new ideas. He even made a special globe with a famous scientist. This caught the attention of the emperor himself. Soon, Mercator's awesome maps were guiding explorers all over. But here's the thing. Back then, people were very strict about religion. Mercator's travels, his studies, made the church suspicious. They didn't like that he used science and different sources for his maps. Whispers of him being a heretic, someone against the church, got started. But Mercator, like a compass needle always pointing north, wouldn't give up on his work. Mercator's masterpiece. From this struggle came his greatest creation, the Mercator Projection. A totally new kind of map, designed to help sailors. It might make countries look a bit stretched out, but it was a lifesaver for navigating the open ocean. Maps, mess, and getting organized. Maps were super powerful back then, guiding empires, finding new routes. The church didn't like Mercator exploring outside their approved ideas. But Mercator wouldn't be silenced. Mercator's legacy. After some unfair time in jail, Mercator went right back to his maps. The Mercator Projection changed everything. But he didn't stop there. Maps back then were messy, all over the place. His solution? The Atlas. Think of it like a super organized map book. He even came up with that name. Maps were Mercator's life. And even now, every time you use a map, his genius is there, guiding the way.